Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Blimey. Okay. Are we ready?
We rolled in.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Hooray. Here I am.
It's a Tour Talk episode.
Tour Talk.
And, oh, that's nice. So we've got Joe Bors here.
Didn't want to leave
because we've recorded an episode, but that episode is in the future.
You should have a Tour Talk. Do you have a Tour Talk jingle? Feels like it should be a jingle.
Do you think it's as a separate thing?
Yeah, maybe Tour Talk.
Do you think
tour
just talk. If you go, just do it with you?
Tour Talk.
Do you reckon that's going to take it to the next level? What do you think?
That's it. It's going to be a thing.
Yeah. So this is the end of this leg of the Tour Talk. So we've done September through to the end of November, and it's now very close to Christmas, and we've had a little break from the tour. How are you feeling after the tour, Danny? Are you that sort of? So, how have you found the transition to normal gigs after the tour?
It is slightly strange, isn't it?
Because the first gig I did after the tour was a Christmas gig,
yeah,
and that was a shock to the system.
Was that the one you did with me?
Yeah, which we will talk about in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I did do a gig, and it was at a hotel in Heathrow Airport. It was the one I did straight afterwards. And the first thing they shouted before I got to the microphone was, "Where's Kevin McCarthy?"
And we love Kevin McCarthy.
And I just came back to back in the room.
That is funny. Where's Kevin McCarthy? So I did the first one there with Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah,
he's been on a previous episode. He also plays mine and Danny's father in Wheelbarrow Town Christmas special, which I'm going to post again for Christmas this year because it's timeless. It's great fun. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. We should do another Wheelbarrow Town at some point. Before we crack on with the tour talk properly, Danny tried to poison me earlier. Speaking of Wheelbarrow Town, we had a running joke that we'd always have Pasta Grossman's, and we call them Pasta Grossman's. It's the pasta sauce from Lloyd Grossman. And Danny had three lined up in his kitchen earlier. I walked in and went, "Oh, you got some Pasta Grossman's." Little call back to the Wheelbarrow Town, nice memories. And he went, "Yeah, you can have those because I went through my cupboards and you know, I'm not going to have them, so you can have them." And then I had a little look at the date, 2021.
Would something bad have happened though?
Here's the question, actually.
Good question.
Like, I bought those at the start of the pandemic as emergency food.
Yeah.
You know, like we all did. Yeah. Sure, we all did.
Sure.
And
it's Lloyd Pasta Grossman's. Yeah. Crossbow.
Yeah. I was just grabbing anything I could get my hands on.
Should have said.
You still got the crossbow?
I got two of them.
Should have said crossbow. Sorry, joke-wise, I should have said crossbow last then.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's all right, mate. We all make mistakes. I mean, I bought Pasta Grossman sauce I never needed. It was just there for the emergencies.
I can't believe I've eaten it.
What it was is, I'll tell you what.
Best pasta sauce on the market.
I couldn't find the best before date on it. So I thought, oh, there's no best before date on it, which is a weird thing to think.
So it must be right
forever.
Because
of course it would have a best before. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've not been thinking straight these last couple of months, Mark. And it's been a long year. Anyway, don't think I'd eat the smoky bacon one.
Why is that?
Well, because meat.
Okay.
2 years out of date.
Yeah.
I'd hazard a guess that the tomato sauce one wouldn't do you a mischief.
That's the tomato and herb.
Tomato and herb.
Herbs don't go off, do they?
I mean, there's only one way to find out. Who wants to take that risk?
That would make good podcast content.
Do you want to hear a rubbish joke?
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Is a related
Mark
joke.
Mark was shitting through a needle.
Is a related joke that doesn't work on stage, but I did it as a meme and it got loads of likes on it as a meme. So I had to put some... Oh, I don't know the setup. I know what the... Had to put some thyme... it was not even the thyme. Put some coriander
needed
in
needed some thyme.
Coriander. We can work out what the setup is. I can't remember. The punchline is soup herb.
Oh, lovely.
Put a bit of thyme in your Heinz. Soup herb. There you go. In your tomatoes. You can't say soup twice. In your Heinz tomatoes. No, because that thinks of sauce. I don't know. But there you go. A bit of fun.
It works as a meme.
Works as a meme. I did a meme with a bowl of soup and then the set up punchline, and it worked really well.
Well, that one?
Superb. But I think it's because written down, you can see superb.
Yeah.
But said, you had to say superb. if you say superb, they wouldn't get it. You'd have to say superb, and it's unnatural. So I think that's why it doesn't work. And it's just a cheesy joke, isn't it?
Depends if you're having croutons.
Crouton. That's a Mighty Boosh thing. So, talk. We've got lots to talk about. So I did a terrible new material gig last night, but it's so bad, I kind of enjoyed it.
Right. Are you going to give us names, places?
I will, because I feel like...
They need to learn.
No, not at all. I really like the people running it. And it's Adam Morrison-Jones runs a gig in Herne Bay, and it's in a pub. And he's a lovely bloke, known him years. And basically, it was just one of those that you just can't win. So it's in a pub, nice little room. I'd say four tables of people that were there for the comedy. And then there's a big group in the middle that were eating like some sort of Christmas dinner or sort of thing. I don't think they knew comedy was happening. And they were talking through the whole thing. But the thing is, they weren't horrible people. No. They were just drunk, having a nice time. Then the comedy started. And they would never have been to comedy. So they don't know the rules, or they don't... Why are we ruining their night? Do you know what I mean?
It begs the question, why were you?
Exactly. Just trying to do some new jokes.
Oh, God, it wasn't even good stuff.
No, this is it. This is what I want to talk about. Yeah. So I've got all my new gear, and I refuse to do old jokes in that situation because it's pointless. So it's unpaid. And do you know what I mean? If it's paid, I feel a responsibility. But if it's unpaid, I can try new stuff out.
Fuck them.
So I had a list of... I've got a list of jokes. This is the way I do it. I've got all the new ideas. Once I've tried a joke twice and it works, that goes in red in the document at the top. So their jokes I know are safe. So I almost forget them until it comes to preview time. And I've got a list of jokes I haven't said yet. So I thought, I'm just going to go in with those ones.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, I was like, there's no way I can say jokes that I haven't learned properly yet when there's noise going on, because it won't work. And also the chance of joke won't work. And they think, oh, this is rubbish. And they carry on talking.
So I
bottled it. But it's not. It's a half bottle. I started with the jokes I know do work of the new jokes.
Yeah.
So I knew how to save them, and I did get their attention. I did the thing that we were talking about in the future, I think, or maybe it was last week.
We say if you talk in between the setup and a punchline, we're all going to want to kill ourselves.
I didn't actually say that, but I did explain. I actually said, I just laid it out. I said I actually do this. Made a joke out of fact. I do this professionally, although you're probably not going to.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to believe that after this gig. And I almost allowed myself to fail. Told them what I'm doing. I said, I've got all these new jokes. I even explained to the point what I just said was, these are ones I have tried and they have worked. And then I've got some others I might do if it's going okay. And that did sort of get them on board, and they were listening. And I actually said, like, if any of them do work, then I know they'll work anywhere. So it's actually, you can get a win out of it if any of them do work solidly. And one joke got a really good solid laugh, a big laugh.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's worth doing, because that's now upgraded itself into
that's now in red in the document, that one.
It is. It's now in red. Yeah, I actually put that in last night when I got back. So, but it was quite funny. It's just, before I went on, the act before me, I just had a little look in the room, and it was like, and he's quite a new act, and good solid stuff, but everyone was just talking, like literally all the groups of tables were facing each other talking.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then they get a bit of attention and then they go again. But what I think happens is, I think when you're new and you're doing those gigs, you're trying hard, And I think that's the worst thing you can do when it's like that, because if you look like you're trying, I feel like that's when you lose them. Because if you look like you're trying and it's not working, that's worse. Because you can get into that point where you look like you don't care. And even like I did, I told them, it doesn't matter. That actually got them. Because it's that thing of, he's trying to be funny and it's not funny.
I think audiences can tell when you've done it a while.
Mm.
You know, there's a confidence, you know, you can tell how long someone's done it, I think. That definitely helps.
There is an experience thing of being, because it's all right saying, just go on and look like you don't care.
Mm.
But it's that experience of, you do actually inside need to know you don't care. I think you do. Yeah. By the way, you do care, but it's that
you do need that nervous energy as well. You still need to care a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think I need nervous energy. I think I'm worse when I've got any nervous energy. That's personally, that's just, I'm not very good when I've got that.
I've always feel like I've got to do at least one new bit just so you've got that.
Oh, I suppose I was a little bit nervous about saying the new stuff.
Yeah.
Mildly. Yeah. But I was talking to one of the other acts, Paul Steer. He's from Kent, nice bloke. And he's fairly new. And when I was talking to him, it is that thing of, he said, the trouble is, because, you know, he's got a life, family, all that sort of stuff, job, that he said, sometimes he only gets to go up once every 2 weeks. So there's so much more riding on that gig for him, because this is his gig. He hasn't gigged for ages. So he wants it more. And that does make you, they said it makes it harder, I think. If that is, because you're almost disappointed more. So if you get disappointed when you're on there, again, you lose them because your demeanor's different, I think.
I think you forget how hard it was when you start out. You know, you're new, so you don't know how to perform it. Most of the material's new.
Less to fall back on if something happens.
Yeah. And the gigs are tougher.
Mm.
You know, you're performing above pubs most of the time.
Yeah.
You forget how far we've come sometimes. And you forget how much you've learned as well.
Mm.
But how to deal with it.
I think it's instinctual stuff as well. I think that's the main thing. It's that, and it's that stuff that subconsciously they're taking in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah.
I've got to talk about New York. I went to New York to gig, so I thought that'd be quite a nice...
Oh, yeah.
I did some gigs over there. What's that reaction for, Danny?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah,
anything you do that's not with Danny, he gets upset. Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Yeah. I was lying on the sofa with COVID when Mark was in New York, I had a nice time.
You went to New York and you went to watch comedy, didn't you, Danny?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You didn't do a gig, though?
No.
Have you done a gig in New York, Joe?
I have, yeah. But
how did you find it?
I mean, they've got a lot of gigs, but they don't pay a lot, so you have to do a lot.
Yeah, okay, so it was unpaid spots. Basically, idea was...
Mine was unpaid if the tax people were listening.
So I wanted just to dip my toe in the water. I wanted to see if they got it, see if it's worth pursuing over there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought it was quite interesting, so I wanted to talk about it on Tour Talk. So I did one gig, good comedy club. What's it called? New York Comedy Club.
Upstate. Is it up? Sorry, it's
downstate.
It's downstate.
Yeah,
okay. It's not the one I'm thinking of.
No, it's in around Soho area, I think. So the first gig I went on, and basically because of one line, they don't really have one line in the comics over there. And if they do, it's sort of Dimitri Martin. They're more sort of twisted logic rather than sort of set up punchline, other than like Anthony Jeselnik, who does sort of set up punchline.
Yeah.
But what was interesting is we use phrases that they don't use, but it's really not obvious. Until you do the joke, you don't really know. Unless I probably should have tried them with American friends of mine first.
Yeah.
But it also meant I couldn't. So some of the jokes landed, some didn't. But that's where, like we're saying about experience, I had fun when it didn't land. So the gig wasn't lost. It wasn't an amazing gig, the first one, but it was fine. I think they found it interesting because I was doing it differently and I sort of explained why it wasn't working. But I couldn't. So one of the phrases that they don't use that I use was it in an ad lib. So I can't do the ad lib jokes there because so much is riding on it. And I haven't got time because it's ad libbed. I don't know if I use the phrase or not. So I had something came up where something to do with murder or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. Something to do with a hobby. Maybe it was like murder podcast or something. And I went, all right, I'll have a stab at it. They don't use that phrase. I'll have a stab at it.
So they just thought.
So it's just face value.
Talking about stabbing.
It just didn't make any sense. And they're just looking at me. And then I had to say, oh, that's a phrase we use. Obviously, you don't. Do you know what I mean? And there were things like that. And then I did their second gig and I did more research. So the one jokes that worked in the first one, I then made sure they were the solid jokes in the second set.
In red, yeah.
And then I also researched a bit more the other stuff I wanted to try. So the hit rate was going to be more anyway. But I went on differently. I went on with a notepad and I just explained to them, it's my first time here. I don't know what's going to work. You use phrases different to us. And then I just went through it and like you do new material.
Yeah.
And that really worked. And the gig was really fun. So it gave me sort of a bit of a buzz over there. Like it was almost like starting again.
Yeah.
I do want to go back and sort of do more of those sort of gigs, those little drop-in spots, and then work out what, out of all my material, what a tight 20 in America is.
It is like starting again when you go over there though, because it's a whole different circuit. Mm. And you can't just sort of go into, unless you're a big, you know, big telly name, probably. You can't really.
It's called being passed, isn't it? You get passed
in the big clubs. Yeah,
we'll get Will Mars on to talk about this because he's passed in some clubs in New York.
Yeah, I was explaining it to someone the other day. Fiona Ridgewell was asking me about what it meant to be passed. But to bring that up, so you went to watch Daniel Simonson at the Comedy Cellar.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it wasn't the Comedy Cellar.
No, it was some little place in Brooklyn.
Oh, because he's passed at the Comedy Cellar. He plays it quite a lot. But the Comedy Cellar, for people that don't know, is like the mecca of comedy venue in America, in New York. It's like the main one. And
it's a cool one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And a friend of the podcast, previous guest, Chris Turner, he's passed at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
And I was chatting with him and he said he'd show me around on the Saturday night. So, and he does about six shows in a night and they've got four different rooms. So you go from room to room within the Comedy Cellar.
Wow.
Every room sold out. When I was waiting for him outside, it's a system where they get, they have a queue of people outside that haven't got tickets and they're just waiting in reserve. So when a room's filled up and some people haven't shown up or they can fit a few more in, then they just go through and people go in. So you've got a massive queue of people that probably won't even get in.
Wow.
It's such a buzz around there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he showed me around the rooms. And that's, first of all, I watched him do the gig. And I tell you what, I've always thought he was a good act. Different league over there. He closed it. And you've got really solid American acts I know of from social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's gone on and he's just taken it to another level on stage. And he does improvised raps, which is what he's known for. But he's now doing it in a way that's seamless. Because before he'd ask questions, he'd tell him what he's going to do and he'd set it all up. But he's setting it all up just in his crowd work at the beginning. They don't even know he's going to go into rap. And then he just goes into it and it just refers to it. Oh, it's insane.
Imagine live, that's amazing.
Man, he, so good. Really, really impressed. And so lovely as well, because he showed me around and we sat in the cafe there, like a bar, where it's sort of all the comics. There's two tables where the comics hang out. It's a really cool experience. And it just made me think, it's a long way off, but that's a new goal. To get past there would be, that's my, you know, I'd love that. Because the clubs are just, they're there. They're perfect rooms for comedy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Would you want to be there?
I work, not to live. I mean, I quite fancy living there for a year, but that just isn't practical. But I'd like to go over and be able to just go and do a couple of weekends there a year or whatever. That'd be really fun.
But well, Chris Martin's out there as well.
Oh, yeah. There's a...
He lives in Malibu, doesn't he?
He's in LA.
If you go down the stairs, that's
Coldplay's Chris Martin. I was doing a joke.
If you're going down the stairs to the main room, there's like photos of everyone that's passed, and he was showing me, and there's very few UK comics that have passed on there. It's,
who else was there?
Gina Yashir was on it. Jeff Leach was on it.
Leach,
old school.
Yeah, he's there.
He got passed. Chris, Daniel Simonson doesn't count as UK, but he was over here for a long time.
Could you just put your photo up there when you're walking out? Just put it on. Stick it up and then, you know, see how long it takes. Back, say, here I am.
Yeah, let's get me on. But yeah, I loved it. It was fascinating.
What did you have to eat when you were over there?
Oh, very good question. Great food there, isn't it?
Nothing's jumping out.
Pizzas. Do you have a New York slice? You must have had a pizza.
Do you have a New York slice?
I didn't have a New York slice.
Christ.
Do you know what? Because, I've got friends over there. So when I met with my friends, they would show me around and I'd do what they do. And I had some good experience. Like there was this place that do these amazing cookies that's like well-known independent sort of place there. Yeah. And that was the best cookies I've ever had. So I tried stuff with my friends, but we didn't go and get a slice. And I didn't know, because there's loads of places sell pizza, but I was like, surely they're not all good. Like, I don't know is there a specific place you're supposed to go?
No, you just go up to any stand. Hey man, I'll give me a New York slice, man. A couple of dog. Yeah, I'll have a couple of dog.
Is that what?
Did you go to Central Park?
Yeah, went to Central
Park. Did you have a hot dog in Central Park?
No.
God, fuck's sake.
I got to stitch my mate up with by accident. So there's a friend that I used to do improv videos with, and we did a little series on YouTube with Wild Seed. Do you remember Wild Seed? They were like a production company. Yeah. It's on there. It's called, what's it called? Super Creeps.
Yeah. I thought someone had paused.
Super Creeps.
Yeah.
It's just an advert came up then. Yeah. So I met with him, and he lives near Central Park. So he showed me around Central Park, and we went into this cafe to get a coffee. And so it's first time buying anything over there. I was like, and I got the coffee, and then it's just buying a coffee over the counter, takeaway, and it came up tip, and it gave all the tip options. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, a tip? What? They haven't done anything. And I was like, I don't know what to do here, because I don't know what the thing is to do, because there's loads of
prices. Press the smallest one.
Well, the smallest one's zero.
So, I didn't even know that. I thought the smallest one was always 10. I didn't realize. Well, no,
because it's just buying something. So I turned to him in front of the people there, and I went, oh, what's this? What am I supposed to do here? Is it what sort of thing? And he was in this position now where he was like, so he said, oh, don't bother. And then so I did nothing. And then they're sort of glaring at him because I put him in this situation. But he didn't want me to pay, because apparently in that situation, people don't
it's
leave
a tip.
A
bit rich tipping when you're buying a takeaway. That's what I mean. Coffee, people,
he said,
what were you buying?
Takeaway coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. So he said afterwards, he's like, well, no one does it. But because I put it on him, and he's made the decision to not give them the money. But it was so funny because I totally stitched him up by accident. But I think it'd be a funny like scene in a comedy, is that situation where I think that you could get a perfect sort of comeback at the end of the episode where he tries to get the own back on me. So he puts me in the same position and I say, 25%. Yeah. So it's like I think that would work really nicely. So that'll go
because
something.
Because you see a price, and then on that you've got to add your tax, and then you've got to add your tip as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Expensive place, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
My mate who lives in America, we always have a row about that. Like, I don't tip enough.
Right.
But I just think that they should pay the staff proper wages. Like, it shouldn't be up to us to pay. I mean, it's
not with our stinking pound conversion as well.
Yeah, exactly. You end up paying quite a bit as a consumer.
I'll give you a tip. That's what you should say.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip. Next time you're painting your house, put an onion in the middle of the room, absorbs the paint fumes.
Does it really?
Yeah. Mark went to the theatre there. I know that.
Yep, I saw Harry Potter.
And what's the interesting tip about the twist about that? Not about the plot.
So in UK, you have to buy two separate tickets to a show. So there's like, it's part one and part two. So in America...
Did you know that, Joe?
No.
Harry Potter in the West End.
Yeah.
It's two plays, part one and part two, and they show them on different nights.
Oh my God.
Perfect matinee and an evening
matinee
show.
Matinee and evening.
So you're paying a lot of money for that. So, but in America, it's a long play, but it's
all in one.
All in one.
All in one. I suppose my nephews, because they all know about Harry Potter, and they said there's less, so they've really condensed it. So you're not getting the full thing.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it's probably...
You said it was like 3.5 hours. Then,
yeah, still long. But if you think, that's two proper full shows in London, whereas...
I went to the theatre last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, what did
I saw
watch?
Dear England.
Oh, is it good? I thought it's good. Yeah, yeah.
So, unfortunately, we knew before we went, but Joseph Fiennes, who's playing Gareth Southgate, was not there.
Oh, no.
He was the understudy. He was the understudy yesterday.
Substitute?
Yeah. Oh. All right. But it was long, though. That was about just shy of 3 hours.
What? Oh, extra time?
It's like this
so quick.
It's like this all the time, Joe.
Okay, what else happened?
I had an ice cream.
Did anyone get kicked out?
I had an
ice card. I'll just do it myself.
I had an ice cream at the interval.
In half time?
Was it like a cut up orange?
Yeah, that's half time then.
Half time, I got in there.
Ah, damn it. I was just trying to do my own.
Salted caramel, but accidentally it was the vegan salted caramel. So.
Do you reckon
more like a sorbet?
That actor, do you reckon he does it all part time? Or is it full time?
I think whistle. Oh, that's it. I tell you one. My sister, because it starts at 7 because it's a long play. Yeah. So they're quite adamant you get into your seats. But fucking no one was getting in there till bang on 7. Right, that's annoying me. And my sister goes, well, they normally ring a bell to let you know it's about to start.
Whistle.
And I said, well, it would be more appropriate if it was a whistle. All right, that'll do.
Anything more from you, Danny?
Nope, nothing more from me.
We're back on tour in 2024. Check out all the tour dates at marksimmons.co.uk. Thanks for our special surprise guest on a tour talk. Probably the first person to debut a tour talk.
No way.
That's not Danny and I. There you go.
Nice to be.
Great stuff. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.